Ukukhuluma lokho esikuthola kwenzakala phakathi kwahulumeni we-South Africa nohulumeni waseMalawi kukhomba khona ukuthi kunokungagculiseki ngendlela umongameli wezwe leMalawi aphathwa ngalo, kwenza ukuthi ukusuka kwakhe kuleli lizwe le-South Africa kuze kuthathe isikhathi eside kangaka aze asuke ngesikhathi okwakungesona esasibekiwe. Ngeke sifunde okuningi ngokuthi mhlawumbe kukhona ukuxabana okungasuka lapho, kodwa njengoba uhulumeni waseMalawi esebhala i-statement kudluliseka ngongqongqoshe wezangaphandle, kusho khona lokhu mhlawumbe sizothola na impendulo esuka kungqongqoshe wangaphandle kwale South Africa. Engicabanga ukuthi akungeke sifunde okuningi kukho, ngoba isingaba yinto engalungisiswa lapho uhulumeni wakese-South Africa sengabuya achaze khona ukuthi imbangela eyenza ukuthi bagcine besuke ngesikhathi esasingabekiwe kube kuyini, njalo kuze kube khona ukuxoxisana phakathi kwabohulumeni ababili.
Sesikhangela okulotshwe nguye umfundisi uBushiri ukuthi wesabela impilo yakhe, yikho leke waya elizweni lakhe. Ukuthoni lokhu kwezomthetho? Ulelungelo lokukwenza yini nxa ibona ukuthi impilo yakhe isengozini?
Umnumzana uBushiri singasho ukuthi ilungelo noma kade engenalo mhlawumbe ngokomthetho kokuphephela njengoba ubungozi akhuluma ngabe engakabuchazi, kusafanele khona ukuthi azazichaze ukuthi lokhu akwesabayo akubonayo ukuthi kuyini, acabanga ukuthi kungaba yindlela mhlawumbe engayenza ukuthi avikeleke njengomuntu nomndeni wakhe asebefakwe phansi kweso elingalihlanga nguhulumeni owase-South Africa. Singaphinde sithi singabheka ukuthi akaqali ukuvela enkantolo uBushiri ngalesi khathi. Siyazi ukuthi ngonyaka ophelileyo ke wavela njalo, kanti kunempahla yakhe esike yathathwa, kwabe nenkulumo eziningi ezithi zona kazithanda abafundisi abasuka ngaphandle kwelase-South Africa ngoba babuye kufuneke bahlale emazweni abo. Lezo inkulumo nalezo zingaba yizona-ke ezingagcina zenza ukuthi umnumzana uBushiri asho ukuthi ubevele ehlukunye yezwa, ngoba nakho belandelelwa kungena sizathu, kusho ukuthi bafuna nje mhlawumbe umcebo wakhe, okusho ukuthi ngaleyo ndlela kungagcina mhlawumbe sokube nokukhulumisana ukuthi ukuzanywa kwakhe inkantolo icala lakhe lithethe likhulunywe khona le ezweni laseMalawi, uma kuyukuthi ubona ukuthi mayengeza lapha kungaba khona ukungaphephi, njalo kungaba khona ukuthi umthetho ungatholakali usebenza ngokufanele.
Siyabona njalo ukuthi uhulumende weSouth Africa usethe bayadingwa, wathi u-issue i-warrant of arrest. Kungabe kusichoni lokho? Ubona amazwe ilizwe leMalawi lingamletha kwele South Africa okunge-extradition?
Ngoba isivumelwano sokuthi abantu ababaleka emthethweni siyaphila phakathi kweMalawi, sokungenzeka khona vele ukuthi umnumzana uBushiri ajikiswe ngokusemthethweni. Kodwa siyazi ukuthi eminyakeni embalwa edlule iSouth Africa iyehlulekile ukukhipha uAlbashir ukuthi aye enkantolo ye-ICC, okusho ukuthi iye yangawulandeli umthetho we-extradition. Ngokunjalo kusho khona ukuthi nanamhlanje siyabona ukuthi iMalawi singagcina nje ithe ibona sengathi isizalwane sayo asizukuthola ubulungiswa ma sisima phambi kwenkantolo ye-South Africa, ngoba amacala asewethisiwe ukusukisela nokushiselwa impahla yakhe kuleli sonto lakhe akade enalo lapha kwelase-Pretoria. Kukhomba khona lokhu ukuthi ungathi ngumuntu obesekahlukunyeziwe, kanti njalo siyabona ukuthi ungqongqoze owazasekhaya u-Minister of Home Affairs uphinde njalo wathi use-South Africa okungekho emthethweni, njengoba nje bekubekwa namacala ukuthi amacala nje akade selokhu eqala ukubekwa angenza uhulumeni weMalawi abone sengathi lokhu nje besokuyiqondana ngqo nomnumzana uBushiri ukuthi ahlukunyezwe ngoba engasona isizalwane se-South Africa. Kungakho ekuboneni kwami ngibona sengathi sokungenzeka ukuthi iMalawi ingavumi ukuthi uBushiri aphinde abuye la, kodwa uma kuyukuthi unecala sebengacela ukuthi icala lakhe mhlawumbe likhulunyelwe khona kwelaseMalawi, kumbe kube khona ukuxoxisana mhlawumbe ukuthi kubhekisiswe kahle lamacala wetheswayo.